Hill in Washington, D.C., a new message for President Obama. No deal with Iran without American Pastor Saeed.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
What I see from where I stand, I can't be.
Pray for Pastor Saeed Abedini. And as we continue to work for his freedom today, again, we call on the Iranian government to release Pastor Abedini so he can return to the loving arms of his wife and children in Idaho.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "Silence in the face of evil in itself is evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act."
We pray, but it's also important to take action, to sign those petitions, to contact our government officials. And that means a lot to me, that we're not alone and we're not forgotten.
Why does our daddy need to be in prison for loving Jesus?
My heart cries because it misses daddy.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We've got a pastor, a Christian pastor, Saeed Abedin in Iran, and the president just sent a letter to the Supreme Leader last week, and I don't see him walking off a plane. I mean,
that's because the Iranians are still holding him for a further concession.
With respect to our engagements with Iran, the Supreme Leader has said that there's a fatwa against the development of nuclear weapons inside of Iran, that their program is peaceful. The purpose of the nuclear negotiation is to arrive at a resolution in which Iran can demonstrate to the confidence of the international community that that is the case.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Folks, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. A new message for President Obama, Saeed Abedini. This week, folks, we are 1 week away, exactly today as you're hearing this, from the deadline on the Iranian nuclear discussions. The first discussions that had been started with the Iranian government since the 1979 revolution there, any of substance, where we've had open and face-to-face negotiation, not back-channel negotiation, between the United States and Iran, and yet Saeed Abedini is still in prison. And he's been in prison now for over 2 years, only because he is a Christian. Now, folks, exactly, you know, when you look at the exact day, 784 days away from his family, his American family, his American kids, son and daughter, who you heard in the opening today. And people asked, like Greta Van Susteren asked last week, why? Why would they still hold this Christian pastor when other countries like North Korea are making these humanitarian releases? And when we're across the table with Iran, asking Iran to join us in the fight against the Islamic State, it is time for us to put a clear message out there. We know that our leaders, as we speak, are in the meetings with the Iranians. And what we are saying is this: there should be no deal without Saeed. Not a deal with Saeed, but no deal until Saeed is at least released. Then why don't you go to the negotiating table? That's the truth. But we have a key window here, folks, because we don't know how much longer this is going to last. In fact, that deadline Monday could be it, and there's no more than face-to-face negotiation going on with Iran. There could be an extension. There could be a deal. This is such a key moment for Saeed Abedini. We need all of you to be in prayer, but we especially need you to join this new letter. It's going to President Obama and Secretary Kerry throughout this week, sending this clear message that there should be no deal without Saeed's release. This is a critical time, and is why we've decided to go back today and focus in on Saeed, who's now been in prison 780 days. Call now if you want to add your name to this letter that's going to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry. It's free to do so. You call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We need to stand for Pastor Saeed Abedini, an American imprisoned in Iran only because of his Christian faith. Call now, 877-989-2255. Remember, we can take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, to talk to us on air. Nothing the eye should.
A critical deadline is quickly approaching. American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen, remains wrongfully imprisoned in Iran. Now is a pivotal time in the fight for his freedom. The Obama administration is literally sitting across the table from Iran with a November 24th deadline for nuclear negotiations looming large. We can't trust Iran if it continues to wrongfully imprison an American pastor. That's why it is vital that you add your name to our new petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise and bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
That song, folks, Where I Stand, comes free with your purchase of Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. The paperback available, the audiobook, the ebook, it is all available online at places like Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And wherever books are sold, you can buy the paperback as well. It's a number one New York Times bestseller. And, of course, with this latest with Peter Kasich, that another American beheaded by the Islamic State. That was confirmed again over the weekend and by White House officials, an American former military who went back and, again, had been captured, and now he has been beheaded by the Islamic State. Our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, and it's certainly true that it's not something we can ignore, even when there's other topics, other issues going on. I know immigration is going to get a lot of focus potentially this week with President Obama's executive action there. We'll see what happens there. And last week with the Obamacare comments and the new case at the Supreme Court, and of course we'll focus on that. A big thank you to so many of you, over 100,000, who spoke out and got your name on that brief. And we'll go to that, back to that as well before the end of the year, to have give you another opportunity to get involved. But with Saeed Abedini's situation, folks, we've got to take the key moments that we have to do as much as we can. And November 24th is a deadline for the nuclear negotiations with Iran. We have not had this kind of relationship, this kind of back and forth with Iran since the Islamic Revolution there. And so that was 35 years ago. But we also have this idea, and President Obama has talked about this before, that we leave no American behind, no one behind. And we think it would just be simply very dangerous to get into any kind of nuclear deal with Iran without Saeed being released and without Saeed home. So that there's got to be a release of Saeed Abedini. He should be home before any kind of deal is wrapped up, negotiated, or extended. So that is why today, 1 week from the deadline, we are focusing on a new letter to President Obama and Secretary Kerry that's very clear. It says we have got to get Saeed home before you do any kind of nuclear deal. It's not that Saeed should be part of a nuclear deal. It's not that we endorse the idea of this kind of deal with Iran, but that in their mind, President Obama, Secretary Kerry, the State Department, they should not be agreeing to any deal, finalizing deals, without Saeed Abedini's release. If you agree with us and you want to add your name, we're going to be getting those letters to Secretary Kerry and President Obama, the White House, this week. If you want to add your name to that letter, it's very clear. You can read the whole thing online at aclj.org or call our toll-free number now. It doesn't cost a thing to add your name to this letter, 877-989-2255. This is brand new, so regardless of petitions or letters that you've signed on before for American pastor Saeed Abedini, this is brand new. He has been in prison 784 days now, his wife and children here in the United States, without a father, without the husband. Folks, we need to hear from you. Call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also read the letter online at aclj.org. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Bruce calling in from Colorado online, too. Bruce, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good morning, Jay. Hey, you just clarified what I was really calling in about, and that is on your webpage it says no deal without American Pastor Saeed, and that makes it sound like what we want to do is make a deal that includes the release of him, and you just clarified that really what we want to do is have him released before we even think about dealing with Iran. He needs to be released.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I'm glad you called, Bruce, because we want to make sure the language was as clear as possible. Obviously, we don't know what the Obama administration will ultimately do with Iran. We can question a lot of that. But there's been no indication yet that there will actually even be a deal. This is the deadline we're talking about. And we put in our blog online, this is at the homepage at aclj.org, and so you could see this, Bruce, very clearly in a line. It just said that while Pastor Saeed shouldn't be a direct part of any potential deal with Iran, these negotiations require mutual trust. The idea that any negotiations really should not be going on without Saeed home. And so that is why we're keying up on the focus that this is the week before. We're exactly 1 week to the deadline. And we are not at the ACLJ, Bruce, endorsing a nuclear deal. We don't think Saeed should be part of a nuclear deal. But we are honest. And as former Ambassador Bolton said when he was talking to Greta Van Susteren, the idea that, listen, he is part of this because the Iranians are still holding him for a further concession. Take a listen. I think, Bruce, this kind of clears it all up. This was John Bolton talking to Greta Van Susteren, Byte 10.
They've obviously been in conversation between North Korea and Iran about the negotiations that are currently going on over Iran's nuclear weapons program.
But we've got a Christian pastor, Saeed Abedin, in Iran, and the president just sent a letter to the Supreme Leader last week, and I don't see him walking off a plane. I mean,
no, that's because the Iranians are still holding him for a further concession.
Right there. I mean, very clear, Bruce. So I hope that's clear to everybody who is listening to our broadcast now. Folks, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110 is the toll-free number you call. Oh, again, 1-800-684-3110. We'll talk about ISIS as well and the threat they continue to pose to the United States, our allies around the world, to religious minorities. And, of course, they have beheaded another American in what is an extremely brutal video that they have released. Our book, Rise of ISIS, available in stores now. Let me go to David French, a senior counsel with the ACLJ. And, David, Bruce brought up a good point. The idea here is that we have the Obama administration working with a deadline next Monday. They have wanted a deal with Iran. They've kind of been over backwards to get a deal with Iran. We don't know how much more they're willing to bend, but we do know with this deadline, and Pastor Saeed is still in prison, we've got to do everything we can to get him home.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. And what's scary here, Jordan, is that the Obama administration is making every indication that it's willing to do a deal with Iran based on trust. They're bringing up this fatwa, this religious pronouncement from the Supreme Leader of Iran, where he's just declaring that there's not any intention to develop nuclear weapons as some sort of important pronouncement. Well, words don't matter. Actions matter when it comes to trust. And how can you possibly trust a country that is so anti-American, it's unwilling to release a single pastor who is no threat to their country, who only wants to get home to his wife and children, who is only in the country to help build an orphanage? I mean, it's unbelievable to me that our country is considering, our leadership is considering trusting Iran while Iran still holds Pastor Saeed. There's no trust there. there's not even the beginnings of trust until Iran can release Pastor Saeed.
Folks, that is why we've got this push. I want to make it very clear what we are asking for here so people are not confused. I think that that's fair. So I'm going to actually read from what you'd see. What is the letter that you'd be signing to President Obama and to Secretary Kerry? It's very clear. A critical deadline is quickly approaching. Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, remains wrongfully imprisoned in Iran. After more than 2 years in captivity, he's suffering from immense pain and internal injuries from prison beatings. Now we're at a pivotal time in the fight for his freedom, and the Obama administration is sitting across the table from Iran with this November 24th deadline that they've imposed for nuclear negotiations looming large. We can't trust Iran at all if it continues to wrongly imprison someone just for being a pastor or for being a Christian. President Obama's promise to leave no American behind. We have to hold President Obama to that promise to bring Pastor Saeed home. Now, here is what will go to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry. It is so simple. As president, you have promised and you have the responsibility to leave no American behind. Use this unique opportunity with Iran to bring Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen and loving husband and father, home to America. A simple message, a simple letter that you can sign at aclj.org. You can read that whole letter now or call and you can join by calling our toll-free number. The lines are open for you and it doesn't cost a thing to add your name to this letter, and you're standing for the persecuted. You're standing for American Pastor Saeed Abedini, now in prison 784 days in Iran because he is a Christian. Call now. Here's the toll-free number. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign that petition online. But I encourage you to sign the letter online. I encourage you right now, we got a minute left until we go into our next break. If you want to talk to us on air, our phone lines are open for you. We're going to talk about ISIS as well with the latest beheading of an American by the Islamic State. We'll talk about that if you want to talk to us about it. 1-800-684-3110. We'll talk national security. 1-800-684-3110. If you've got words, comments about a Saeed situation, give us a call. 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget that American family. Whether it's Nagme and Rebecca and Jacob, if you saw the prayer vigil we had to see that his kids, you know, standing before people asking that their dad return home, knowing that he is only in prison, only away from the family because he is a Christian. Call now and add your name to this letter to President Obama and Secretary Kerry so that our position's clear. Get Saeed home before whatever you do with Iran. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. A critical deadline is quickly approaching. American Pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen, remains wrongfully imprisoned in Iran. Now is a pivotal time in the fight for his freedom. The Obama administration is literally sitting across the table from Iran with a November 24th deadline for nuclear negotiations looming large. We can't trust Iran if it continues to wrongfully imprison an American pastor. That's why it is vital that you add your name to our new petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise and bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at aclj.org.
Folks, that song, Where I Stand, is available. It's a free download that comes with your purchase of the book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, which is a number one New York Times bestseller. It's available wherever books are sold and, of course, online, ebook, paperback. You can order through online retailers and the audiobook, which is available as well. And you get the download for that song, Where I Stand, which was written for Saeed Abedini, and lyrics that actually came from his son, Jacob Abedini, Saeed's son, is 6 years old, and who, again, has, as he's gotten older, both Rebecca and Jacob have spoken out more for their dad as they understand the situation a little bit better. Though you can imagine, as an 8 and 6 years old, what it's like to try to understand that your dad is in prison halfway across the world because he is a Christian. We're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And again, if you want to speak out for Saeed, we've got this critical time. Next Monday is the deadline for the nuclear discussions with Iran to come to a deal. And we have got a brand new letter to Secretary of State Kerry, but really focused on President Obama, which is no deal without Saeed. That doesn't mean a deal with Saeed. There's a difference there. But that Saeed needs to be released. He needs to be returned home well before we sign any final agreements with Iran. There needs to be at least, you know, some sign of goodwill, of good faith effort, because they've still got Americans like Saeed in prison because they're Christians. And folks, that is unacceptable in 2014. Call now. Add your name to this letter. 877-989-2255 is the toll-free number. That's 877-989-2255. Anthony calling in from Washington, D.C. on line one. Anthony, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Hey, Anthony, you're on the air. Looks like Anthony may have us on speaker. We'll go back to Anthony in a moment. I want to go to David French now. David, you're also a major in the U.S. Army Reserves. We see this latest brutal video from ISIS. Unfortunately, I have some concern that people are getting a little too used to seeing these, honestly, that we see these releases. They're brutal. They are violent. And there's even some indication that ISIS has kind of changed their videos in light of reaction to others. But now we've seen these five beheading videos, the Americans beheaded, and Westerners, and there are more in ISIS captivity.
Yeah, that's right. There's an American woman in captivity that a lot of people hadn't known about. But there is another American in captivity, an American woman, young American woman, which is just it's just horrifying to think of it all. And there's a lot of news reports as to whether she might be next, which is just too awful to contemplate. But, you know, it's interesting. If you look at this, the reports of this ISIS video, it's apparent that they're trying to make it more dramatic as these videos come out. This one featured, if that's the word you would use, not just the beheading of an American, but the beheading of more than a dozen Syrians, all set to music, all with production values designed to make it look as dramatic as possible. I mean, this is propaganda for these guys. Just think about the evil we're dealing with here. If they believe, and they believe rightfully because it's actually occurring, that these grotesque beheading videos are recruiting tools. Think about that level of evil. There are people around the world, even in the United States, who look at those beheading videos and are saying, I want to be a part of that. Imagine that. That's the kind of evil we're fighting here.
Folks, and that, I think, underscores, again, why when we're talking about Saeed's situation, it's so important that we do everything possible to get him home at a time when it is getting more and more dangerous in that part of the world. ISIS has been a threat to Saeed before, you know, because of their situation with Iran and ISIS at odds. There have been ISIS members imprisoned with Saeed. And so that has been an issue Saeed has had to face. He has not been shielded from that, even being in an Iranian prison. The threat of the Islamic State to him as an American. We've got to work now and take this opportunity. 1 week from today is the deadline on the Iranian nuclear nuclear deal. We've got – this is a time we can get Saeed home. We've got to put pressure on the Obama administration, on Secretary Kerry, on President Obama, on their staffs, and that's why we're asking you to sign this letter. Show them how important Saeed still is to you, the American people, and to Christians around the world. We've got to keep reminding them that people care. People won't forget. Call and add your name to this letter now. It's toll-free. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign this letter online. Call now, 877-989-2255. Let's go to Kevin in North Carolina online, too. Kevin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Kevin.
I was really calling in to ask you guys, what do you guys think about as far as the biblical view on what's going on right now, as far as the Christians being persecuted, these guys being held captive and everything? I've been listening to you guys' radio station lately. I really like what you guys are talking about. I kind of wanted to know, just from a not from a political standpoint, but how do you guys feel about what's happening biblically right now?
Well, you know, I've always had this idea, one, and I'll go to David as well, but, you know, Kevin, the idea of persecution, it can seem as an outlier to us in the United States. You know, we deal with religious discrimination and issues like that where we go to court where we're not worried about anyone killing us or imprisoning our family because we defend those rights in America. So there's certainly there's discrimination. There, you have to fight back against the government, but we're able to do that. And we're allowed to make our voice clear. We have the First Amendment. We have free speech. Doesn't mean things are always perfect, but it's certainly different than the persecution that goes on. But we're sometimes detached, and we think that when we read the New Testament accounts of Paul or, you know, and Acts and in Romans, that this idea of persecution is somehow foreign to the modern world. And in fact, we are in a very unique spot. Most people are not. Most people are persecuted by their governments because of their religious beliefs. They are persecuted by their communities. They are not able to believe freely. And so when they read the words of the New Testament, I know this from working with the persecuted church, David, it's very real. So it's not looking towards necessarily an end times or a, you know, is this a new sign and shift in the world? Fortunately, what this is, in a sense, is our country, where we have this majority Christian population, waking up to and realizing they can try and do something about the persecuted church around the world.
Well, that's right. And I think you hit the nail on the head, Jordan. What we're seeing with Pastor Saeed is New Testament Christianity lived out before our eyes. I mean, you know, not just the persecution side of it. He's enduring persecution like the Apostle Paul endured persecution, Peter endured persecution, but also his response. I mean, his response to it has been unbelievably inspiring. He's responded not with rage, but with further devotion to Christ, love and good treatment of his fellow prisoners. I mean, you should really read, our listeners should go on our website, aclj.org, and read Pastor Saeed's letters, and you will see and hear New Testament Christianity played out before our eyes. And frankly, it's humbling. It's humbling for all of us here at ACLJ to see Pastor Saeed's faithfulness in this time of trial.
Folks, we are going to continue to take your phone calls. Remember, we got another half hour of the broadcast. We'll get into ISIS. We'll get into what's going to happen here in Washington, D.C. on immigration. Also on Iran, what could happen as well with members of Congress. Call now, though, and add your name to this letter going to Secretary of State Kerry and President Obama on Saeed. No deal with Iran without Saeed's release. Call now. Add your name. It's absolutely free. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign the letter online. You can call now, 877-989-2255.
It is vital that you add your name to our new petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise and bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We've been talking to you about, of course, Saeed Abedini and this one-week deadline for the Iranian nuclear negotiations. I've been talking to David French, senior counsel with the ACLJ. Than Bennett, our director of government affairs, just came in from a meeting from Capitol Hill. Let me go to Than right off the bat. And Than, do we see this deadline now after you've been with congressional leaders? Is this a real deadline Monday? Is this one that they're going to potentially extend again? Or do we think that this has got just how much weight is going in this week on trying to get a deal with Iran from the administration's perspective?
Well, here's the sentiment from members of Congress, Jordan. I think they believe that this administration is going to ink a deal with Iran really no matter what's in the deal and really no matter when they have to do it. I think this administration wants to get it done by the 24th, but if the 24th came and went without a deal that they could sign, I think they would extend it. But what I'm hearing from members of Congress, and we've got some sound on this that we might want to play, I think they believe that no matter what the tenets of the deal are, this administration wants to strike it simply for their legacy, and I think they're missing the point that Congress is trying to make, that, listen, what we're after with these sanctions is not a tweaking of Iran's nuclear program. We want them to abandon it altogether. That is not where this administration is. They just want some narrow tweaks, and they want to be able to tell the world we are partners with Iran.
Folks, you know, that is very dangerous in a sense. I mean, this idea that we just want to be able to get to a deal. But Congressman Elena Ross Layton, she talked about this and this idea from the administration that they will do anything possible to get a deal. Take a listen, Bite 5.
The administration has always misinterpreted the goal of our sanctions. They're to compel Iran to completely abandon its nuclear pursuit. As the deadline looms, and as Republicans are set to control Congress, I urge my colleagues to not allow President Obama to trade away the only leverage we have over the mullahs in Tehran in exchange for minor and easy reversible modifications by Iran on its nuclear weapons program.
Folks, again, a very clear situation, but not one necessarily the Obama administration understands. It is why this week, we see this as a critical time. Let me go to David French. And David, a critical time for Pastor Saeed with our online efforts and anything we can do. And, of course, the letter we're preparing for President Obama, Secretary Kerry, which we'll be getting out throughout the week. The idea that we've got to remind President Obama and Secretary Kerry again that Saeed is there, imprisoned in Iran because he is a Christian, and they're at the table on a nuclear deal. And if everything is right that we're hearing, not that we agree with, but that is right, that they are basically doing everything possible to get some kind of deal with Iran to say that they've done it, we've got to make sure they don't forget Pastor Saeed.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is an administration that, by all appearances, looks like it's willing to trust Iran. I mean, that's why they keep bringing up the Iranian leaders' proclamations about nuclear weapons. They're appearing that they're ready to trust Iran. You cannot trust a country that is imprisoning and abusing your citizens merely because of their Christian faith. You can't do it. So if they want to trust Iran, here's a good faith gesture that could help in that. Release our American citizen, Pastor Saeed.
Folks, if you want to add your name to that letter, you can do it by phone. You call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org. You can read the letter. It's simple, a short message, or sign it online at aclj.org. But I encourage you to call now, 877-989-2255. We come back from the break, we'll take more of your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. We're going to expand it out a little bit to ask about, you know, what is coming this week from President Obama. Is immigration coming? The idea there, the legal challenges there, the Iranian issue, the bigger issue outside of this, of course, the national security implications, ISIS, the Islamic State. We'll talk about all of that. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. And if you want to stand for Pastor Saeed, call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org and sign this letter online.
A critical deadline is quickly approaching. American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen, remains wrongfully imprisoned in Iran. Now is a pivotal time in the fight for his freedom. The Obama administration is literally sitting across the table from Iran with a November 24th deadline for nuclear negotiations looming large. We can't trust Iran if it continues to wrongfully imprison an American pastor. That's why it is vital that you add your name to our new petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise and bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. The talk about Iran, there have been some warning signs that have really triggered reaction, debate, questions about the whether or not the Obama administration truly understands what they're dealing with when we're talking about the Iranian government and their negotiators. Take a listen. This is Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes talking about why we should trust the Iranians and the potential of them having some nuclear program, not a nuclear weapons program, though we'd be taking their word for that. But take a listen to what he relies on, bite one.
With respect to our engagements with Iran, the Supreme Leader has said that there's a fatwa against the development of nuclear weapons inside of Iran, that their program is peaceful. The purpose of the nuclear negotiation is to arrive at a resolution in which Iran can demonstrate to the confidence of the international community that that is the case. If that is their state of policy, there should be an opening to get this done. That's been our message in negotiations with the Iranians. That will continue to be our message going forward.
I mean, we are relying, this is a fatwa from Ayatollah Khomeini that is cited by Ayatollah Khomeini. And so it's a fatwa from the 80s. And the idea that we're going to trust the Iranians relying on that, that's the reason why they won't advance a nuclear weapons program. Let me go to David French, senior counsel with ACLJ, but also a major in the U.S. Army Reserves. David, the idea here, again, that this is White House, this is just last week, and they are relying on fatwas, Islamic fatwas from religious leaders who are dead as reasons why we should trust Iran's nuclear program in 2014.
This is the definition of grasping at straws here. Nobody in their right mind is relying on a fatwa from Iran as some sort of guarantee of peaceful purposes of their nuclear program. I mean, this is a nation that just 4 days ago renewed its call to annihilate Israel. I mean, 4 days ago, in the middle of all of these negotiations, they're talking about annihilating Israel. I mean, Prime Minister Netanyahu pointed this out recently. The supreme leader of Iran has participated in demonstrations where he chants death to America, death to Israel. Iran is killing and trying to kill American soldiers as we speak. When I was in Iraq, there were Iranian operatives who were engaged in terror attacks against U.S. soldiers. This has been going on for a very long time. This is a nation in a state of low-intensity warfare against the United States, and we're trusting fatwas. What planet are we living on where this is considered to be high-stakes diplomacy and sophisticated foreign policy thinking?
Folks, that is why, you know, it's a critical time. It's a difficult time. There's a lot to be upset about, a lot to question. But ultimately, we also have to worry about and do what we can for Pastor Saeed Abedini, an American imprisoned in Iran only because he's a Christian. 784 days now. The U.S. is across the table from the Iranians as we speak. Be in prayer for Saeed. Hope that throughout whatever happens, deal or no deal, that Saeed is home because of this unprecedented opportunity between the United States and Iran, this dialogue that's occurring. And we understand, folks, and we want you to be part of this letter to President Obama and Secretary Kerry, that Saeed should be home before any deal is inked, before there is any deal whatsoever signed with Iran, if there is any deal at all. And we're not endorsing that. We're just saying that you got to get Saeed back. First, do not forget this American. Let's put all of our differences aside here and focus on the reality that they have Americans in prison, and they have one in prison only because he's a Christian. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Anthony calling in from Washington, D.C. on line 5. Anthony, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
Please, I want to pull over. Please. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you very much. Nobody should make a deal with Iran, even the development of 20% of uranium. I had a dream. I am a child of God. I know that. I had a dream about the president and these issues. Nobody should allow Iran to make nobody should have got a deal on nuclear weapon with Iran. Otherwise, the world and America Iran against Israel. It should not be. It should not be.
Well, no, I agree. I agree, Anthony. I think that this idea, again, this deal and whatever deals can be looked at with a high level of suspicion. Again, I have not seen anything from Iran. I have not seen a deal proposed that sounded good. But, Than, let me go back to you. Just got back from meetings on Capitol Hill. There is an expectation here that it's more likely than not that they will either get an extension or they will sign some kind of deal, some kind of agreement, just so they can say they did.
Yeah, I think that expectation is there because they really don't care what's in the deal, Jordan. I mean, we've got some sound from Senator Graham saying this that, you know, and David outlined this, quite frankly. There is a long history from Iran. We know what their intentions are. We know that they will deceive. We know that we don't have a trustworthy partner. And yet everything that members of Congress on the Hill are hearing is that they should expect an agreement to come down, if not by the 24th, then after some, you know, short-term extension that the administration grants Iran, that they will ink a deal eventually. And the bottom line is really this, Jordan. Merits of the deal aside, I mean, you can agree with the final deal that comes out or you can disagree with it, but what do you need to make any deal stick? You need a negotiating partner who you can trust to abide by the terms of the deal. So even if this deal were a great one for the United States, how can you believe that a regime that continues to hold an American pastor, that a regime that continues to abuse its own people and persecute religious minorities, how can you believe that that is a trustworthy negotiating partner? And the answer is, you just simply can't.
You know, we're relying on Iranian propaganda. And David, this is at a time when we know our president behind the scenes was asking possibly for the potential of Iran and the United States joining forces to fight ISIS at a time when they can't agree on the nuclear issue, when Iran is holding American citizens, and of course we see the latest brutality from the Islamic State. The idea here is just a deal may not be it with Iran. This could be an administration who's really actually trying to start some kind of partnership with a country and a government there and regime that wants to destroy us.
I mean, it's at some point it's almost pitiful. I mean, the news reports are indicating there's been two, maybe even three letters that the president has written to the Supreme Leader of Iran behind the scenes, letters that by all accounts were extremely conciliatory in tone, got no response, none. Iran continues being a leading state sponsor of terror, continues trying to undermine the American presence in Afghanistan, continues marching towards nuclear weapons, and continues to declare it will annihilate Israel. And we're writing these nice notes behind the scenes and getting no response at all. I mean, it's amateur hour, and it's amateur hour here. It's amateur hour across the Middle East with this administration, and the stakes could not be higher.
Yeah, I mean, this is for real, folks. We're talking nuclear negotiations and negotiations about centrifuges and uranium and what Iran is being allowed to do. Iran, who has been an enemy of the United States since 1979, since the revolution there, has supported our enemies. It's part of the axis of evil, or the number one terror sponsor in the world through Hezbollah, through their proxies around the world. This is a regime that cannot be trusted, certainly when it comes to the United States, and trusted with nuclear materials. And that is why, again, I hope that makes our focus clear here. We're saying we need to get Saeed home because of this deadline. It's because we know they're across the table from each other as we speak right now, that this is a critical moment for Saeed, for the persecuted, and for the United States to have some leverage whatsoever. Because if we get to November 24th and there is no deal, if we get to November 24th, there's some extension, or if we get to November 24th and there's a deal, what about Saeed? What about him? What about an American Christian pastor sitting in prison for 784 days who has been tortured physically and psychologically and is still not home, but Americans are at, meetings in Vienna and Geneva at five-star hotels with their Iranian counterparts, and this is not coming up. And this is not the focus. That's why we're trying to refocus here the discussion, folks, and make sure this administration knows that the American people still care about people like Saeed. You can call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. You can sign this letter. It's online at aclj.org. It's to President Obama and Secretary Kerry. It's clear. We lay out what we need to see done. It's very simple. Get Saeed home. Get Saeed home. You're across the table with him now, from the Iranians now. This is the time to get him home. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign this petition online. We've been talking about also in the media an effort, and we posted online and through our social media about a postcard campaign for Saeed with the same message. We are supporting this postcard campaign. We encourage you to check it out, especially pastors out there, organization leaders, to purchase postcards and get them to the White House. Over 80,000 have been sent. I'll talk about it in the next segment. I was on CBN News talking about it, so we'll talk about that as well, how you can get involved. Call now, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign this letter online.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. A critical deadline is quickly approaching. American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen, remains wrongfully imprisoned in Iran. Now is a pivotal time in the fight for his freedom. The Obama administration is literally sitting across the table from Iran with a November 24th deadline for nuclear negotiations looming large. We can't trust Iran if it continues to wrongfully imprison an American pastor. That's why it is vital that you add your name to our new petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise and bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at aclj.org. I'll be blind to you.
welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Folks, we are again talking about Pastor Saeed Abedini. I know this is a case that all of you have been engaged in. All of you have been praying for Pastor Saeed's return to his wife, Nagma, and their children, Jacob and Rebecca. You've been so engaged on a personal level. You've helped us with many of our efforts, both domestically and internationally. And folks, it is time to do it again. Next Monday, November 24th, is the deadline that this administration has set for a nuclear deal. And you've heard us talk about this a number of times. We do not believe that Pastor Saeed Abedini should be one of the negotiating chips in those negotiations. He should not be a pawn in that negotiation. In fact, the United States should not trust the government of Iran while they are holding one of our own. I think, in fact, that is what the president meant when he said that he wants to leave no American behind. Well, Pastor Saeed Abedini, folks, he is still in Iran. And as that deadline, November 24th, approaches, if Pastor Saeed Abedini is not returned home before a deal is struck, we don't want him to be a part of the deal. We want him home before the United States tells Iran that they will enter into an agreement with them. If that does not happen, I do not understand how this administration could believe that they have a cooperative partner for peace. That is why we are calling on Pastor Saeed Abedini to return home before any deal is struck with Iran. He's not to be part of the deal. He is to come home before the United States strikes a deal with Iran on the nuclear agreement. If you agree with us, you can always add your name online at BeHeardProject.com, or you can do it this week at ACLJ.org, or by calling 877-989-2255. Folks, we have a biblical mandate to care for the widow and the fatherless. And over the course of Pastor Saeed's imprisonment, in a sense, that is what Jacob and Rebecca have been. They have been fatherless as their father has been in prison for his faith in Jesus Christ. If you want to bring him home to them, call now 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org. Jordan was on CBN last week talking about a new project that has been started for Pastor Saeed. This is a postcard blitz to the White House. We at the ACLJ have been supporting this outside effort. Jordan had an opportunity to go on CBN to talk about what is happening, to talk about how all of you can be engaged in that project. And I wanted to play that interview for you now. Again, this is Jordan on CBN from last week.
The American Center for Law and Justice is launching a postcard blitz targeting the White House. The group hopes to bring attention once again to Pastor Saeed Abedini, still imprisoned in Iran after more than 2 years. Joining us now to talk about this blitz is American Center for Law and Justice's Jordan Sekulow. Thanks for joining us, Jordan.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about this postcard campaign. Why have you chosen this strategy?
Well, you know, this is a great example of how we're prepared to think outside the box and also work with people who may be watching this show right now and heard about Saeed's story and his plight and his family here in the United States. And we're trying to figure out how they could help. And that's the story here. It's an individual woman named Melody Aguilar who has a printing company and contacted Nagma Abedini, Saeed's wife, and asked about whether or not a postcard blitz to the White House that her company put out the postcard, but she wanted to make sure the message was good, that it was a united message. And so we decided to not only okay the effort, but really endorse it and encourage churches and groups to purchase these postcards. The message is pre-approved, so it's a united message. You don't have to worry about crafting your own message to President Obama. And it's a simple message that we don't leave anyone behind. President Obama said that in his speech to the DNC in 2012. And we're at a situation where Iran and the United States are at the nuclear negotiating table. The deadline for those negotiations is supposed to be November 24th. And we believe a very strong message needs to be sent that there should be no deal whatsoever with Iran if Saeed is not home.
What do you think is holding the United States back right now in regards to Abedini?
Well, you look at what just happened in North Korea with the two individual Americans there, one who was imprisoned because of his Christian faith, or the Marine in Mexico. You know, when the administration gets pressure, it takes action in even the most difficult places. Mexico had people scratching their heads a bit because that's an ally and a close neighbor. But again, they got it done eventually. In North Korea, a more difficult situation, more similar to Iran, but we're not in a nuclear negotiation. So I think the administration has unfortunately done what Iran has not. Iran is not seeing Saeed as someone separate. He is an American, and so that because he's an American, he's tied to these talks. They're at the table with Americans for the first time since 1979. They're getting sanctions relief, but time is running out on that clock. So for the first time, we never wanted Saeed to be a pawn in these nuclear talks. But now we realize that if something was to be wrapped up and Saeed is still in prison, the U.S. has missed a major opportunity to get him home. This is the time when we have some leverage.
Jordan, we heard a few days ago that Saeed's mother and siblings were recently forced to flee Iran because of the threats she was receiving. Do you have any updates on that and how it could affect Saeed?
Sure. Well, he's in a very difficult situation right now because he doesn't have immediate family on the ground in Iran. Now, that may change. I don't want to give any too many details because I don't want to put anyone in danger more than that family has already been. But the mother, just imagine that, the mother of Saeed harassed to the point where she felt it was no longer safe for her to be there, even though she was really a link to the outside world for her son. So that's the situation. We think that maybe when we're across the table with Iran, they would be treating this American somewhat differently. And there have been ups and downs throughout this case. We're at day 779 of Saeed's imprisonment. But ultimately, things have gotten very tough. We're at the table with Iran currently, and at least until November 24th. So it's a time when, if you can take a postcard like this and go to our website, aclj.org, or the printing website as well, which is available and is out there, and as a church, as a leader, and make sure that the White House gets this message loud and clear through any means possible. And I hope this is an inspiration, this postcard campaign, for people out there who may not be the ACLJ and may not work in an organization like ours and wonder how, or they can't broadcast like CBN News, but wonder how they can help. Be creative, and if you come up with a good idea, you may end up just like Melody here, who came up with this printing idea for the postcards.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. And to learn more about how you at home can help, don't forget to visit cbnnews.com.
Again, folks, that was Jordan on CBN. If you want more information about that project, you can find it at aclj.org or at beheardproject.com. And if you want to sign the petition for Pastor Saeed's release, tell this government no nuclear deal with Iran unless Pastor Saeed is home first. Call now 877-989-2255 or sign online at aclj.org. And folks, at one point, this administration called their advocacy for Pastor Saeed quiet diplomacy. Well, with respect, with less than a week to go before a deadline with a nuclear deal with Iran, and with Iran sitting across the negotiating table from the United States of America, the time for quiet diplomacy is over. It is crystal clear what must happen. Pastor Saeed Abedini, an American citizen, a husband and a father, he must come home before the United States puts pen to paper with a government, with a regime like Iran, who is not trustworthy enough to send a U.S. American citizen who has done nothing wrong but simply believes in Jesus Christ without sending him home first. That has to happen before we sign any nuclear agreement. If you agree with us, call now, 877-989-2255, or sign online at aclj.org.
Is lying. I can't stand to see this evil anymore. And while the world is sleeping, when can love for just believing? I can't stand to see this evil anymore.
It is vital that you add your name to our new petition. No deals with Iran without Pastor Saeed. President Obama has promised to leave no American behind. He must keep his promise and bring Pastor Saeed home. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online at aclj.org.